podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D VLC production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? It's hey,
wait. All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all.
I sacrificed a lot. BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous midday edition of the Boxing Voice, hashtag TBV podcasts, wherever podcasts are found or hashtags are used, so that you can stay up to date with the conversation. Let me tell you something, that it really does work. Hashtags are powerful. You know, last time we spoke about this topic was about a year ago, sometime in 2016. I could get you the actual date if I felt like it, but I don't. This is all just conversational. And last time we spoke about Danny Garcia and Manny Pacquiao actually fighting was over a year ago. And I know that boxing fans have revisionist history, so we'll give you the details of those failed negotiations, as well as this breaking news coming out of the ABN-CBS News. You guys know that company around here, Mr. Flag, the Boxing Voice videos themselves. Are saying that they had an interview with Manny Pacquiao, and Pacquiao is now saying that he's calling out Danny Garcia and Lucas Matisse, and that his next fight will be in Malaysia. Yeah. We'll give you those details. We'll talk about this one. We'll bounce it around and basically see what sense we can make out of what I believe is fake news. Golden State, my co-host.
Dollar D. Vianci Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck yeah. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he said, the main thing is, I just hope the guy, I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, you're hated. I don't know what it is. Manny Pacquiao, to me, has always said stuff in the media. Same with Freddie Roach. The entire team has always been the ones to just say stuff in the media and then not follow through with it. So I'm not going to be sold on this as of yet. Obviously, it's coming from ABS-CBN News, who infamously, in this channel, in this network, took down our Manny Pacquiao, Jeff Horn, the media reaction show, saying that it was all their content. F you guys still for that, by the way. So I don't know what to think of this. I don't know if this is a reputable news site to begin with. I don't know.
No. ABN-CBS is fucking huge out there. That's why they had the power to take us down and lock us out for so long. They're huge in the Philippines. So
they could be a big news network, but it could still be reputable.
A lot of people usually source them.
I understand that. But again, we've been sourcing them for Manny Pacquiao stuff for a decade now. And how many times have they been wrong? I feel like a lot.
I don't know. What are you saying they were wrong about?
I mean, every time there's a rumor coming from the Philippines about Manny Pacquiao, it's usually from this network or a couple other ones, I believe. I forget the name of them. But
right. Were they consistent with the rumor of Roach leaving? Because, you know, if Roach is leaving, those rumors are not consistent with this, right? Because Roach always wanted this fight. So it would be odd that Roach wouldn't be part of this particular Danny Lucas movement.
No, the Roach rumor was broken by Lance Pugmire of LA Times. I want to say, actually, to give this news site some credit, I believe they actually broke Jeff Horn. That they were the first ones to break the Jeff Horn rumor but last year, right? So I don't know what to make of it. I don't know. Malaysia, that to me is either a red herring or it's just a curveball that I'm not expecting and I don't quite understand. Maybe I don't understand, you know, Asian economics and the situation over there to definitely make a adequate opinion about whether the Philippines can hold a mega fight, whether Malaysia can over for the Philippines and vice versa. I don't know. There's a lot of I don't knows here. Danny Garcia being mentioned, Lucas Matisse being mentioned. They've been mentioned before as well. That those fights have never happened. So I don't know what to make of this at all.
Yeah, you know, I do feel the way you feel, bro. I feel like maybe it's all garbage. You know, maybe it's just more rumors, things that we shouldn't be believing. Do we really care if Manny Pacquiao were to fight Danny Garcia or Lucas Matisse? I'll be honest, for either man, Lucas or Danny, it's a really good fight. I think that Pacquiao still does hold some name value, and that's why you know, Bob is trying to hold on to him as long as he can.
Agreed. I like both matchups. If they happen, I think Manny Pacquiao loses both matchups if they were to happen. I think the Lucas Matisse fight is more winnable, but I think if he fights Danny probably knocks him out at some point in the fight, in my opinion. Again, I don't know what to make of this news. You know, I don't have a really in-depth take on this as of yet. And plus, we're gonna come right back with more breaking news as well.
For sure. Well, I do want to, I guess, spice things up a little bit. Add some twists here and give us just a little bit more to talk about. And before I do that, I want to ask you, do you think Manny Pacquiao has decreased in value, whether that be popularity, whether that also includes viewership and ratings, purse specifically?
Yeah, all three, especially in the U.S. I'm mainly talking about the U.S. market because that's the only market I know in depthly.
So hypothetically, what do you think a check for Pacquiao would be for a Garcia or a Lucas fight now post losing to Jeff Horn?
Here's the thing. If it's in Malaysia, God knows what investors they're getting. So there's always that money that they're going to get. So in Asia, I don't know if Manny Pacquiao is still huge over there. I don't know that market.
This Asia thing, is Danny Garcia really going to Asia?
No, God, no. That's why I don't think it's happening.
How much money do you think Danny needs to go to Asia? Because before you answer that, I want to remind our fickle fans about this.
Think about the offer. They said you right. You was offered $3-4 million by Pacquiao. What was your reaction?
I never said no. You're not supposed to accept the first offer they give you, right, in business?
Okay.
If you really want to make the fight happen, accept my offer.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, what, like, how much is he going to get? How much are they? Because they
I ain't counting his money. Uh-huh. He's going to make, like, $30 million.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, give me what I deserve. I'm a young champion.
Yeah. And Broner, you think he turned it down for the same reason?
Now, look. Well, actually, I should have let it play because he goes on and said, do you think Broner turned it down for the same reason? He says, no, neither one of us turned it down. We just countered their offer. What I will say, though, is back then he declined $4 million. And even though he said he wasn't counting Pacquiao's money, he was alleging that Pacquiao was going to make $20, $30 million. Mm-hmm. But he was not happy with the four. So now you think Pacquiao's decreased. Let's stick at the 30. How much from that 30 has he dropped? Just so we know where Danny needs to come in at, unless it's like you said, some, you know.
No, they have investors. Like, that's the thing. Like, if this fight's not in the U.S., that means they're able to find some sort of financial investor in a different market to sort of sponsor the fight and the All event.
Right. Well, same conversation, but more audio.
$2.4 million.
That's where he made a mistake at. That's where he made a big mistake at. Listen, my brother, it's like you taking a lottery ticket. Somebody offer you $2 million. Somebody, it's like me, I'm giving you a $2 million lottery hit ticket. $2 million, you ripping it up. Because the thing is this, brother. Shit happens, man. Shit happens. people die every day. Like, not am I hoping death for nobody. I'm saying accidents happen, injuries happen, man. And you got to take the opportunity when it shows up. Because somebody offer you $2 million and you turn it down, something wrong with you.
Well, he did say, he did say, check out the balls on this guy. He said,
now, I just wanted to bring that up because back then, Angel thought $2 million was a lot, you know?
Shit happens, man.
Yeah, shit does happen. Things change. But again, he turned down four in the U.S. with regular TV money. Now you're telling me all this backers and big, you know, wig stuff. Danny's going to want how much money for this fight?
I think about it. if you're Danny Garcia and you're thinking, okay, Manny Pacquiao is going to send me over to Malaysia to fight him. Danny knows. Danny and Angel are smart. Heyman is smart. They know that there's some money being sent in there as to why this fight's in Malaysia. They want a cut of that. And they're probably going to get a cut of that. So that's why I think
10 is enough. 10 didn't sound like a lot to me. I didn't know Danny would. I mean, I didn't get the impression he would travel to Malaysia.
Really?
I mean, what time is it in Malaysia right now so that we know what time he would even have to fight? Like, how many weeks do you have to go before to get acclimated? What time zone are they on? Remember, that bothered. Rios talks about that in plenty of interviews, how it was difficult for him to get on a proper time zone after, you know, going out there and trying to fight Pacquiao in, where was that one, Macau?
That was Macau. That was in China. I think that's a different time zone than Malaysia, but only like roughly like maybe like 8 hours. Whatever time zone like Mickey is in Australia, it's probably roughly the same time zone that Malaysia's in. I think $10 million is fair. And when he came back with his counteroffer, like Danny says, what do you really realistically think that was? That wasn't 15, 20 million. He came back with like 8. You know, you don't triple or quadruple what they are offering you as your counteroffer, because you know you're not going to get that. You double it. And then you work your way into the middle. That's common negotiating, I feel like. Am I wrong?
I don't see why not.
And that was it for a U.S. fight with Danny. So, if that's $8 million, an extra $2 million to go to Malaysia, yeah, I can see that.
10. They got to come up with 10. I don't know. I think 10 sounds a little, like, very low. I wonder what Rios took to go to Macau.
Peanuts. I could probably look it up.
All right. Well, let's head on out to our sponsors, and then we'll go to our callers. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. If you want to voice your opinion here on this topic, we're talking Manny Pacquiao making call-outs to both Danny and Lucas. This is coming from the ABN-CBS Filipino News. Do you believe it? Fake news or not? I mean, I'm riding with fake news. I mean, I entertained it for podcast sake. Yes.
It's not CBS. I know you keep saying that, thinking it's a CBS affiliate. It's not. It's ABS-CBN.
Oh, N, not S. All right.
It's not ABC or CBS. It's not affiliated with either of those two American companies.
No more affiliation means I'm even more leaning to fake news. I mean, because come on, man. Malaysia is just so unrealistic. You know, all of a sudden, Manny's in the driver's seat. He's firing Freddie Roach. He wants to fight fucking tough guys like Danny and Lucas. And it's going to happen in Malaysia. Shit. Yeah. Next thing you know, they're all media can go for free, too. Listen, we're going to play this, sponsorship here.
I'm going to time out very quickly because I actually did find the purses for Brandon Rios, Manny Pacquiao. By BleacherReport.com. So that's at least a reputable source in the U.S., and they actually gained some of these figures from Kevin Ioli, saying that Pacquiao will pocket $18 million guaranteed, and they're projecting a $30 million total with pay-per-view, and then Rios got a $4 million guarantee. So Brandon Rios got $4
million. How much did Rios just make for Danny? Did he make $500,000 for Danny right now?
I believe so. I think it was $500,000.
Yeah, no, well, check it out then. No, so they're still paying Rios good. They paid him well for the Pacquiao fight, and they paid him well for the Danny fight because, you know, obviously he was coming off losses in a Danny fight. So still to generate a $500,000, that's good. And to be Rios and get four, I mean, it's like you said, you got to at least double Rios' worth with Danny's value at eight. the $2 million go to Malaysia bonus. Let's get to these sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Hopefully, Jay Will's not just listening.
If you know like I know, you should lie low. Killer, I used to get it in Ohio.
Nah, not today, man. Not today. Good show, man. Good show. The one thing I would say is that I hope it's not fake news, because if it's not, then we might possibly have a good fight on our hands. I just don't think. I mean, honestly, I think it works out better for Danny if it's. I think you'll feel more confident going into a fight with Pacquiao versus a Sean Porter or a Errol Spence. And plus, it's going to be the most money ever made in one fight. So why wouldn't he take it? Again, that's just only if it's not fake news. I think Danny should be on top of it. I think Danny should take it. And plus, I think he will fear this Pacquiao less than he did for the other Pacquiao maybe 2 years ago. But that's just my opinion, though. But do I think Pacquiao's going to do it? Nah. I think he much rather take Mike Alvarado, which would be easy money.
Wait, but so you're not interested at all in the Lucas Matisse option? Because he called them out both.
Lucas Matisse, the way he looked his last fight, man, he looked like a worn down fighter, man. Like he definitely lost something. So I don't think. Plus, I don't think the public would be screaming for that as much anyway. So to me, he's almost in the same boat as a Mike Alvarado, just a little bit more polished at this point. But I think the world would want to see Danny versus Manny. And plus, it would do Danny even more good by beating a big name. So I think that Danny would be definitely the way to go.
Well, all right, Jay Will, and thank you for calling. And we're going to go out to Joey in Indiana. Talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I kind of believe it. A few questions that I have, though. Does this mean, is he still going to be signed with Top Rank, or is he going to break off from that deal with this fight?
I mean, anything we say moving from here would be speculation. I mean, the article doesn't indicate relationship with promoter, does it, Matt?
I want to say it did mention Bob Arum somewhere in the article. To what extent, I have no idea.
How about you go check?
I can.
Joey, what other questions you got, my friend? Oh, Joey dropped off. Remember, he does work in between social service cases. Shout out to Joey, putting, every morning getting up with the good foot to serve the community. I want to shout out all our listeners to tune in. We greatly appreciate you guys. All our tune in app listeners, Stitcher listeners, which I was checking today, man. We need some guys to drop us some 5-star reviews on Stitcher. Those reviews are like 4 years old, Matt. Not cool at all. Not cool. But I do want to remind anybody watching this on YouTube. Listen, yesterday we did what? 3-4 spontaneous shows, Matt? How many was it in total?
It was 4, including a TBV Espanol show.
Yeah. So 5, spontaneous shows yesterday were done. So we're just asking you to hit that thumbs up button. Share each individual episode. Helps with the visibility of the show. And if you can join our Patreon movement, that will help. You know, we're actually trying to meet a super small deadline. We should probably do an episode directly on that. You know, we're gonna actually do that, right, Matt?
Well, we have an episode to do beforehand.
We have plenty of stuff to do before, but we need to definitely do that. I'm gonna go to Jose, the Ringer. What's up, Jose?
What's going on, guys?
We got to get you a new intro, Jose. I feel every time that I go to you without an intro, it's almost a sign of disrespect, since you earned yours the correct way on a bet here live, you know, picking during a Thursday. So, unfortunately, the computer shitted and we lost everything. But we got to spice you up. We need something new. You need to holler at Dollar DiBiase, and not just you. Anybody that wants an intro definitely needs to holler at Dollar DiBiase. You can head on over to any form of social media and check him out. He has a Patreon where you can actually get, I think, like a monthly ringer. So if you want to switch it up, you want to be jazzy, check out his Patreon page. But go ahead, Jose.
I was going to say, all good things are earned, man. Maybe after I beat Erica Cruz, I'll get my my Texas salute. Who knows? You know, I could do that. Anyway, you know what? I think Pacquiao's team is right, man. I think Pacquiao was slighted and disrespected, man. Like, asking him to be on the undercard for Crawford was not something deserving of Pacquiao's stature, man, and his superstardom. So, right now, him calling out these guys, I'm just like where Joey's at. I'm curious. Is he still going to move forward with Bob Arum or not? Because it seems as if they're done with him and they're discarding him. And we've seen this happen before with other fighters too. Like even I don't know if you guys remember like Malignaggi, like, you know, maybe who knows how many years ago, he lost his contract. He got fired, I guess, or whatever from his promoter. And then Golden Boy went and picked him up and they still had a good career with him. Right. So, I mean, I think it's too soon to give it up on Pacquiao.
That is true. After Golden Boy released Malignaggi, he had a complete different second half of his career. I was just discussing that with someone because, you know, we give Malignaggi a lot of shit. Normally, boxing fans say, oh, he can't punch like Malignaggi. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of other fighters out here that haven't made it as far as Malignaggi and will not. He was a two-divisional world champion, and he's been in at least 10 big fights and finished being a fucking analyst on Showtime that we love. Think about all the other fighters that you ain't even going to remember. Shane Mosley was more memorable in boxing, so to speak, than Malignaggi, and he is forgotten, and Malignaggi is not.
So absolutely, he fought Garcia and Porter and what's it called, Zab Judah, like all after he was supposed to have been washed up and done, right? So, I mean, and Pacquiao had one bad fight in the last, like, you know, 5-6 years. That was against Marquez, man. Other than that, like, you know, Pacquiao didn't fight bad against Bradley, against Mayweather. It is what it is. That was just a shit show. He didn't show up, but it really, neither did Mayweather. So, I mean, I'm the guy that wants to see Pacquiao fight, Crawford, man. I'm still the guy that thinks he could beat him. And I may be the only guy in the world who believes it, but I believe Pacquiao deserves to go out on top. And if he wants to take a swing at the champ, then let him do it, man. Like, he deserves that much. He's basically one of the guys that made boxing interesting after Tyson and after Jones, man. So, I mean, he deserves that chance, man. And for Bob Arum to just be shitting on him like this, I don't think it's right. So, yeah, let him go in. Let him beat up Matisse. I don't know what it does for him, though, because it's not a big fight. It's not going to make him more than, like, $5 million, right? You know, Pacquiao should be making Canelo money. Like, you know, when he fought Amir Khan, he made, like, $20-plus million, you guys said, right? So I think they got to find these big-name fights for Pacquiao, build him up, and let him fight Crawford, man. And let him either wow the world or go out, you know, on a shield, I guess, right? So that's kind of my take on Pacquiao, man. Still love him till this day, man. So that's all I got, boys. Peace.
All right, Jose. Thank you for calling in, as always, and for being a loyal Patreon, which allows him to cut the line with his boomerang status. Head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice so become part of the movement and ensure that we can fly around the world doing our job, like we will be announcing a very special, maybe happening trip on Friday. Let's go out to legendary boxer. Talk to me.
Manny's not fighting Lucas, man. This is the blueprint of Manny, the dirty politician. Before he's about to fight his latest top-ranked charity that fucking confused the casuals.
I want to fight Amir Khan in Dubai. I got some Dubai investors about to invest some fucking money. Get the fuck out of here.
Talking to the mic, there, buddy, so we can hear your conspiracy theory clear.
This is what Manny always does before he has a top-ranked charity coming up. I want to fight Amir Khan in Dubai. I got some investors. That's all fucking fake news. They just try to distract the fans, and it's always a top-ranked fighter. And Bob Arum has a lifetime contract on Manny, so he can't go anywhere. Most of his fighters are under lifetime contract. No! Yes, So he just doesn't want to fight on the undercard. So in a couple of months, they're going to make Alvarado versus Mikey on ESPN main event. And $5 million, man, he can't make $5 million. He got like $2 million for his last fight. So those days are over. Lucas Matisse, they're not going to send him over to fucking HBO to fight him. And Lucas is not coming to ESPN, so that's not going to happen at all. And are you guys going to do a show about Wilder's ratings? Are you going to do a separate show about that?
Yeah. We sure are. We'll be back, Legendary. Thanks for calling in, brother. And we do appreciate you, man. I, as much as Matt might cringe his face up.
And give you shit.
I appreciate that you call into almost every episode and you have your take. You have the balls to confront me or Matt or some of the callers, even the people in the chat. And that's what this show is about. It's about engagement. You know, stop being a keyboard warrior and become a phone warrior. We still can't see you, you little punk. Let's go out to, and that obviously the punk wasn't to you. That was all the later half of the conversation was general.
To everyone.
Yeah, no, it was the later half of the conversation was general, but that's just in case there's a couple of.
This is stupid, 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 stupid.
Yeah, I used to have that halfway, so it didn't say this is anytime I wanted to just say stupid, but you know, the computer.
I like the this is, I'll be honest.
Well, I mean, it really didn't fit right there because it was like for anybody who thought whatever. Anyway,
yeah,
we're losing.
Let's move on.
Joey in Indiana, are you back? You dropped off.
Yeah, my bad, Ness. Where I'm working at, man, the service is not too good. But what I was just gonna say, I kind of hope this is true, man. But what Matt touched on earlier about the investors. I mean, I think Manny's handlers and his team finally, they're realizing, you know, maybe the big money in the United States is that some days are over. So why not go where he's loved at? I really think if it's true, I know the money will be put up. I honestly would see Matisse going over Danny as much as I would love for Danny to go, just because it'd probably be a little cheaper for to pay Matisse, Lucas. But if Danny goes, another big question is, would Sean Porter follow along to come in the ring and call him out then? I mean, that'll really upset Sean if Danny takes that fight. Like I said, man, I hope it's true, man. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
I didn't want to interrupt your call, but my thing is, if this is true, right, wouldn't these investors and these Malaysian fans watch Manny fight anyone? So, like, why is even Danny or Lucas an option? It's like someone said, I think it was you, you know, or maybe Jose, something about how he's still not done. Yo, they could easily rebuild Manny in Asia. Like, let him rebuild out there. Why he can't fight a bunch of cans out there? Fight 10 cans. What?
Malaysia's some of the...
You got to say all that over again. Unfortunately, YouTube is not loving you today.
They're not. It's okay. Malaysia has some of the biggest soccer stadiums in the world. I probably think, just like, you know, we've heard about the Dubai rumors, Dubai has some of the biggest stadiums in the world as well. They want some spectacle event. Like they wanted the Jeff Horn.
You know what, Matt?
We had investors in Australia.
But Matt, I'm tired of these lies. We have yet to see one big stadium fight from one of these fake fucking investors.
What do you mean? We had Jeff Horn. That was that fight. That was an investment.
I don't consider, even though Australia is exotic, I don't consider it.
Oh, like Dubai. You don't
think it's not like Dubai, Malaysia, China. Like, but we would never think of real time boxing in those places. Like, Australia is known for boxing, but like China and Japan, like they're very small. You know, they're in the lower weights. They're not big attractions.
True. But I mean, Malaysia is home to tons of boxing. That is true. Thailand, that entire Southeast Asia.
Yeah, but isn't there kickboxing more the loved sport?
Yes, but if you want to fill out a 100,000+ seat soccer stadium,
the whole point of this was that I think Alvarado would be an okay Malaysia opponent. Like, why do you need Danny or Lucas?
Because they might want to fill a stadium with 100,000+ people. I don't think Mike Alvarado does that. No matter where it's at.
No, but Manny Pacquiao's never fought in those Asian countries. He would sell it alone, is what I'm saying. He's like Michael Jackson in those countries.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah, Joey, you don't think he's like Michael in China, Japan, or fucking Malaysia?
I don't know.
Whoever he fights, I think he's going to sell. I think Manny,
but the reports are he just felt disrespected, maybe like with the Alvarado choosing. But my thing, Matt, what do you think about for Danny? You think that would still, that label of him cherry picking would finally erase him if he finally fights Manny? Are they going to start saying, "Oh, Manny's over the hill"?
No.
I think it'd be good for Danny to get out of the States.
Of course not. Manny Pacquiao's coming off a loss. He's old. People are going to say he's beating up an old guy.
I don't even know. Well, I don't think they would say that, but I don't even know if Danny wins that fight. I mean, you're talking about fighting Manny Pacquiao in Malaysia.
No, like, Jeff Horner.
Joey, let me let you go. And, I mean, you know, I love when everybody gives us super chats, but I don't know if this might not even be blackface because it doesn't say blackface, but it says Domo Don Doom, which you might be blackface because I remember his first name being something like that. And instead of saying something nice with a super chat, he says, Ness Skull looks like a roll-on deodorant, mad shiny.
Yo, that's funny, though.
Oh, yeah?
That's something blackface would say.
Really? I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting in a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see two motherfuckers just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate.
Low energy. Yo, what's going on, people? What's happening?
Are you sick or something, George? Are you okay? You have a cold?
Nah, man. I'm about to close this deal. I haven't had no sleep in like 3 days.
What deal?
But anyway.
What kind of deal?
What deal?
Money deal, nigga.
What deal do you make, Georgie? Come on.
Anyway,
so you got the bag, but Oscar ain't got the bag. Wait a minute. You got the bag, but Oscar, in yesterday's show, you said Oscar ain't had the bag.
I'm frying, nigga. I got a little bag.
A little bag. Yeah.
It's a dollar bag. But that's another bag. Anyways, listen. I got to agree with you. Anybody do respect Malin Nagy, got to chill the fuck out. Because Malin Nagy, what these men have done on boxing without no punching power, it's just fucking crazy.
Yo, and the worst part is...
I have no fucking world titles, bro.
The worst part is that yesterday, I sat down with someone and we tried to think about, like, I could do it now, but it's just disrespectful. But, like, we could think of prospects that we thought was going to be somebody that have way more power than Malin Nagy and are still prospects or retired and never won a world title, let alone two, let alone been in big fights with Cotto, Amir Khan, Danny Garcia, fucking Sean Porter, fucking McGregor in the news with McGregor sparring with him. I mean, yo, Paulie fucking turned it. Oh, I wish I was Paulie.
Listen, talk.
You wish you were Paulie. Don't you lie.
Paulie.
Fucking Matt used to want to be Paulie, always chasing him on Twitter, beefing with him because he wanted to be Paulie so much.
That's a good one.
Yo, listen. This is so bullshit. What investor don't fucking wear? Malaysia?
That's what I said. This shit fake news. Matt believes it.
What?
Hey, I don't believe it. I just wanted to argue it because it's a show. We have to argue it. Hashtag fake news.
Listen, Bob is getting desperate. That's his last big cash cow. Who else he got? Crawford?
So this is Bob's work?
Who's supposed to be selling? Who's supposed to be selling all these millions and millions of dollars for Bob now when Pac is gone?
I mean, he's got a few. He's got a few. Like, he's going to
income.
He's going to flip Vasil.
Income?
Well, he's getting
the income that Pac can bring.
Yo, listen. Let me talk, bro. Ooh. Slow down. Talking about low energy, but you on 10 right now. Yo, but that, yeah, homie. Anyway, look, don't forget he got some stock in Joseph Parker. So if Joseph Parker lands the lucky bomb, let me not say that, or I won't be going nowhere Friday. If Joseph Parker takes this W, that's who we're going to see Friday. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big if. That's a big if. He's still baby boy. He's still baby boy. He's not even fucking halfway to Pacquiao numbers.
Ain't nah,
nobody,
but not.
He got nobody. He said to
yo,
me,
ho, 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 ho.
Before he got to put that fucking couch to rest. That's it. But I'm just making last fucking noises.
All right. Good night.
Pretty much it. That's my call. I know you got people on the line. Everybody out there, enjoy Patreon. Maori.
Yo, when you close that deal, you better enjoy Patreon before I jab you.
Yeah, with that little bag. You can definitely afford it now.
Bag, right? You about to close the deal. Listen, man. Matt, I always forget to do this.
What, Ruthie's?
But not today. Yeah. Hit him with the outro on time. Usually we start talking, then I come on with the outro because I mess up.
You are forgetting Ruthie's, though. So.
I mean, I didn't forget Ruthie's because you brought it up. You should do it.
You have yet to send me any of the info for the play.
Oh, yeah. Blame it on me. Blame it on me.
Remember, I can't give the read. I can't give the on-air read.
This is the worst job you've ever done. I hope Ruthie's not listening. I swear I hope she's not listening.
You will kill the shit out of me.
Not nice. That's you ruined it. So final thoughts are, I'm running with fake news until one of the bigger publications or an insider. Oh, I think Jose's back. Is Jose back? You know we got to give him his boomerang status. Jose, are you back or you were always there? Jose is...
No, I was just always there.
Okay, bye, Jose. Bye.
Bye, Jose. Bye. Thank you, though. Hey, I see you working though, man. You coming for Cruz? I see it, but Cruz in the gym.
Cruz
in the gym every day. He's knocking Cruz out.
No. I said Cruz is knocking him out.
Oh, really? So you riding with Cruz, but you don't side with Wilder because Cruz is wilder than Wilder.
What do you mean I don't side with Wilder? What are you talking about?
Yo. I know. Under your breath, you be picking Joshua B. Don't act like I don't know, man. Yo, listen, so final thoughts, fake news until proven innocent. Follow me on Instagram, NessGTO. And, yeah, I'm out. Matt, I sent you the info so you can't ever complain.
That's great. I am...
Flights to Vegas is expensive.
I know. We didn't even talk about it. Am I driving there? Am I meeting you there?
Of course.
That kind of assumption.
You might have to go alone and shit.
Yo.
Yeah, I mean, unless, I don't know, anyway, we'll talk.
Okay, I'm Matt Thibsonian. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram. Mixed Combat Radio is my MMA podcast. Find that on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Ruthie's Pastelas. Go to ruthiespastelas.com. Definitely find them on Instagram as well. I don't have the link. I don't have a room yet. Peace.
Follow them at Ruthie's_Pastelas. Yo, we've said it so much you should know it by heart. You can even order at orders@ RuthiesPastelas.com. It's very simple. Very simple. But I sent you the info so in the future you know it, just like everyone else listening. 917-568-1195. I'm getting so many calls today. Very busy day. All right, guys, we're out. Oh.